That's our intro.
So corny.
No intro.
Corny.
Oh my god. Right.
Wow. Dude, this crops so perfectly where you don't see the beesh.
Yeah.
Like the sit. Yeah. Because.
What's a beesh?
The peesh.
Like the peesh. Oh, like the area of genitals to ass. Like, but like you just see a lot of it, you know. I don't have much to show, so it's just like looks like a.
It's a tight pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
set the precedent, good, babe. Set the precedent.
Send the president.
I'm a growing out of show.
Save it for the truth or dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Save it for the truth
or dream. What kind of questions do you have for that?
I'm a shower.
Truth or drink, how big is it? It's like, don't even make sense.
Tell me when to stop.
What's the size? Truth or drink?
Don't spit my drink.
I feel like we should just get into it.
Wow.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my God.
Roll the intro. Ready, wait, how do we roll the intro?
I don't know. You guys do it so different than us. So like, we can do whatever.
Oh, we just go, it's comment down.
It's comment down,
baby. P-E-U.
Ew, something stinks.
I don't know what it was like.
I think we just say like roll the intro. Right?
All right, baby, let's hit it.
Let's hit it. Hit it.
I'm Zay.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Oh. Ew, what's that smell?
Oh, we're never going to get through this.
Oh, my God. It's going to be 5 minutes and my makeup's going to be crying off already.
Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Who's okay. Like, in what order do we say our names?
Cool, we have a break now. How long's the intro?
Oh, cool, we have a break now.
What? I'm fucking wiped. I'm exhausted.
Oh my God.
You're okay. Already crying. Do we need tissues?
Alicia and I were talking. We decided that you guys are going to run the show.
Yep. Oh,
Heath and Remy.
This side of the room?
That's fine. That's fine.
You guys are just going to run everything. And we're going to be off to the side. And we're just have fun. Giggling?
Okay, so we're directing?
Yeah. Director, producer, we're kind of like the extras.
Welcome to our first episode of Pretty X Unfiltered.
Yeah,
With Remy,
Alicia,
Zane, and Heath.
Yes.
That's right, baby. This has been, I'm sure, random for you guys to see. But this is
nobody
been...
asked for this.
Wait, did you hear the tagline for the show?
What's the tagline?
The show that nobody asked for, but they're going to get anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Another influencer go to podcast show that nobody asked for.
Yep.
Bro, let's make a podcast.
Hey, we should start a second podcast.
Yeah. I can't.
We're
gonna see that shit everywhere. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. If you guys are listening, make sure to check out the video because the room that we put it looks insane.
We did this. Mariah designed it on her computer.
Shout out to Mariah.
Mariah. I know you're somewhere close.
She designed this whole like rendering of the room, and then it was just us putting pieces together, ordering the stuff, getting, you know, all the materials and everything. And we finished it last night and we're like, we're ready.
It looks like a professional did this.
I feel like I'm on Ellen.
I feel like we're on like a reunion for a Netflix show. Like this feels like very Love is Blind reunion right
now.
Yes. Yes. So? Yeah. And the cameras are that good of quality as well.
I know, I'm a little scared.
Which I didn't want, yeah.
I know.
A little grainy would have been nice.
iPhones on tripods.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Canon, by the way, for providing these cameras. These cameras are insane. Looks like we're shooting a movie. They're like this big. They're like that each camera. You're gonna see every pimple on our face.
We do not deserve any of this.
Yeah.
So this is our first episode. We're really excited, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know the backstory of why this started, how this started, and just everything.
Let's just jump into it.
So I remember I went like 6-7 months ago. Heath and I were talking, and we're like, we should do like a new podcast show, but like we didn't want to have like another one where it's like it's us and our friends, and we're like, who's two people that we love?
Friends.
Sorry. Friends. Yeah.
We didn't want to do that.
People that we film with and see every single day.
Understood.
Because
it's
the same stories. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just like kind of like.
We need new conversations.
We need new conversations.
Where were we on the list?
Yeah.
Not high.
You were technically our like 10th choice.
For me, it was the high episodes. High episodes of you guys are so funny, and I know we don't usually record high episodes, but like that one, just like it really made me truly see how funny you guys were and how awesome it'd be to film with you guys.
So another big thing was there was a lot of instances where we would be out in public and people would recognize us and they would come up and the thing that they would say more times than not was, I saw the Remy and Alicia podcast with you guys, both of them, like you on them, them on ours. And they were like, love it. You guys should have them on more often. And it was a lot.
Yeah, and we took advantage of your guys' clout and we decided to do this.
Right, right.
Yeah. But we got the same thing on our end, but we were just like, oh yeah, like they probably don't get that from like I from never our thought side. That.
Yeah,
no,
I told
people
you guys
loved it.
Like throughout the years, because when was that? Like 2022, maybe 2021. That long ago?
Yeah.
What's on flop?
In case you guys didn't know, and that was the first time we met. You guys came on Pretty Basic. That was and we recorded our episode, and that's where we met. We did a truth or drink, and then we went on Unfiltered, which was really, really fun a few days later. And then I told you guys throughout the years, I've gotten stopped at like TSA. I've gotten stopped at multiple drive-thrus. Like when I'm paying for my meal, they'll be like, I loved you on Unfiltered. And like
another crazy thing is when we had the idea and we were talking to you guys about it, that day somebody had come up and said, I loved you guys' episode. And I was like, it's a sign. Like, it's 100% a sign. Like, the same day. And I was like, okay, we're doing it.
Wait, really?
And we moved up the list. We suddenly went from, like, 27 to 1.
Started jumping right up.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's like Billboard Hot 100.
But, yeah, so that's what it was. And then we proposed the idea at Matt's wedding, actually.
Okay. And what's funny is from my side, I was drunk. I was like, I remember Heath coming up to me like, hey, so like, when's our collab coming out? And I was like, I think it's going to come out this Wednesday, blah, 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 whatever. And he was like, I have an idea. What if we did Pretty Unfiltered, me, you, Remy, and Zane? And I was like, ha-ha, I think I ran off. Like, I think I was just like, I tend to run when I'm drunk. I'm just like, blah, 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 whatever. And then the next week when you guys text us, Rem was like, wait, why are they texting us? And I go,
yeah, because you guys put us in a group chat and just said, hey,
we have a proposition.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that you went up to them before that.
Not me. Just her.
Or no, sorry. Just before the dinner. I had no idea.
So when you put us in a group chat and you text us about doing the pod or a proposition, Rem's texting me on the side like, wait, what are they talking about? And I go, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, Heath hit me up at Matt's wedding that we should all have a podcast together. And I'm pretty sure it's about that.
And it was. So we all went to go get dinner and we pitched the idea and
a very fancy dinner, might I add.
It was a really
very expensive dinner.
It was very expensive. And you know, I thought
to be very convincing.
I thought Alicia and Remy were gonna go, we should go halfsies on this. And they never did. They never did. And that was, I remember Heath and I went when the bill came out and
okay, but also he ordered like a steak that was the guy was like, it's like $50 an ounce. You're like 12 of them.
that was me. I didn't know how that worked.
The guy goes,
that was you?
The guy goes, this Wagyu has only eaten marinated olives since birth.
Right. I was like, right. I'll take 12.
We'll take the whole cow.
You get the check, like.
But yeah, so we had a really nice dinner, pitched the idea, and it just started rolling from there. And then we were coming over here trying to brainstorm ideas for, you know, the set, first episode, what it was going to look like.
It looks so much better than I thought it would look like.
Seeing it come to life is really, really fun.
It's funny. You guys probably thought that immediately, oh, we were going to do Pretty Unfiltered. You should have heard the names we were trying to pick. we were trying to work with. My God.
We have a notebook full of it. Maybe we'll.
Yeah, wait, do we have we'll show it? Can you go get it? Should I read some of them?
There's two. What were they? There were like two on there. We sat there for an
I think
hour.
We said like Pretty Unfiltered, Basically Unfiltered. I think that's as far
as No, there was one that it was.
Four friends. Four new friends.
Boys versus girls.
The movie.
I which one did I like?
No, we did have a couple clever ones that were pretty good.
I think
we
so, did. Yeah.
Maybe one.
We'll I liked Four College Dropouts.
Did we all drop out?
Was that one of them?
Wait, hold on. I don't remember that one.
I like said it, but no one said it. I was like, cool.
You dropped out too?
I did, yes.
Fuck you. Yay! Yes. I thought you graduated college like 3 times. Oh, I'm really glad I'm not alone here.
Oh my God.
We still graduated with an associate's degree. That counts to me.
We did it's 3 years.
I have my associates.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a degree.
Worthless, but.
In arts.
Wait, my
arts?
In arts.
Yeah.
In arts, because it's like under hospitality.
It's like the easiest one to get. Mm.
That's something to be proud of, though.
I am proud of it because I was actually going to do that and I didn't. We did this.
You still can.
I can.
Were really good at is seeing opportunities and capitalizing on opportunities.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
That's what we've always been good at.
Yeah, and that's what we did here.
Right, we saw an opportunity and now we don't
have much time. We got to
strike while it's hot, okay?
Yeah, because who knows what's going to happen in a year, you know?
You never know.
A lot is happening. They're about to ban TikTok. It's going down south.
I just want to see the uproar.
Heath, last time we said this.
I know.
Were people upset? No. Last time we said this, like a year ago, a year later, COVID happened. Or what was
it? No, it was like a week later.
Oh, a week later.
I was like, we've been living life way too normally. We need the world needs to be turned upside down. Something needs to shake it up.
Yeah, let's shake shit up. And then COVID happened immediately. And then that was it.
It was crazy.
We have that power too. So I'm a little nervous.
The combination of the four of us.
This podcast needs to do really well, people.
Also, by the way, if you haven't already given it a 5 stars or subscribed or liked or followed us on all of our social media platforms.
Oh, I forgot you could do that. Yeah. Give it a 5-star on the Spotify, on the Apple Podcasts, on YouTube. Can you do 5-star on
Pandora?
YouTube? You used to like be.
Pandora.
Pandora.
I love Pandora. Heath is a Pandora user.
Love it.
Wait, you actually
This is a LimeWire exclusive.
And that's why we'll never get a Spotify deal because you keep saying, I love Pandora. Spotify's listening.
Hey, make them work.
We're trying to lock it in.
Make them work.
Make them work.
Every time they're like, you know what? We should... Let's look into them. I love Pandora.
Can't get enough of that Pandora.
Even with the ads, I love Pandora.
I like my music randomized. And I like, not being able to go back. I go adless.
Can you listen to podcasts on?
I have no idea. I don't think you can. Anyway.
You can take off your shoes if you want, Heath. It's really, you're supposed to be very comfortable here. It's a vibe.
I also don't take my shoes off until I go to bed.
You wear shoes in the house? My dad.
All the time.
Do you feel gross when you don't have...
Is it a white...
Well, that's why my feet are so nice. It is. They're just constantly protected.
He does have the prettiest feet in the world. Have you seen his feet?
No.
Not the first episode.
The amount of times I've kissed his toe because it's so beautiful and clean.
Just clean and pristine?
Yeah.
Are you trimming them often? A lot
I
of
have.
Upkeep.
I don't get hair on my feet. I only have a little bit on my
because they're
big
suffocated
toe.
By socks.
That's right.
You don't get pedicures, right?
Never.
You should. Went inside a salon. They would is that like, what you call it? A salon?
Yeah.
They would freak out over your feet because they're always every time.
Come look at this.
Every time I take my socks off, I swear to God, I feel so bad. I immediately
you
say
see
sorry.
Them like this.
Should we all get pedicures?
I'm all right.
I don't want you guys to see
No,
my,
my mom did take me one time like years ago. She like...
It tickles.
It does. I'm not a fan.
Have you seen the ones where you put your feet in water and the fish eat all the dead
Ew,
skin?
Like,
I saw somebody
What kind of fucking salons are you going to?
Somebody died from that recently. Don't
what?
Do that.
Why?
I don't know what happened. It was some sort of...
Setting the precedent. Should we like fact check this podcast?
Hell no. No, we don't fact check our last
one. We don't fact check ours either.
I can't. Half the shit I know I've already said is wrong. Absolutely wrong. Guys, let's just fight. Because if you're sitting in, if you're a group of friends and you're just chit-chatting, are you fact-checking everything that you tell your friends?
No. And if you were, that you'd be like, they need to go.
Yeah, they would be like, annoying.
Imagine you're sitting there having a conversation and your friends just looking at you and they go like this.
Constantly fact-checking you.
I'd be like, beat it.
There is some people that do that, I feel like, yeah. It's just not fun.
Get them out of here.
All right, so I know we all loved filming with each other, right? Those mm-hmm. 3-4 episodes that we did. Mm-hmm. What was our first impressions of each other?
Oh. I don't... So, there was an idea pitched that we should do a podcast swap.
A pod swap.
That's what I was gonna say.
And Zane and I are not, you know...
Podcasters.
I guess, yeah. Like, we've had, like, a guest here and there.
Honestly, Heath, we've been doing it for, like, 2-3 years, but we've never...
Yeah.
Like had like been on somebody else's podcast.
At that point.
At that point. So we were approached for doing like a podcast swap, and me and Zane are looking at each other. We're like, why would they want to do that? Like, I don't get the point of like them coming on our set and filming an episode and then we just go on theirs and film in their set.
It just sounded so stressful too, because we don't know how their camera equipment
like, we don't understand.
Because God, how we couldn't even get the mics working the first five episodes. I
was like, okay, I guess that's kind of cool. Yeah, like it would drive excitement. Like, wait, who is this on our set? And I was like, I guess.
And their set was just not our color too. We're like, we don't want to have to go from wood to that. And like, who knows what we're going to look like on there. And how are people going to even like just perceive that too?
But yes, we'll do it. And you still showed up.
Turns out we're on their episode. And
wait, the day of?
Yeah, you all remember. I was going to say.
We finally figured it out.
It's because our manager told us that it was what a podcast swap was.
Had to clear it up.
You don't know, a pod swap is where two well-established podcasters will switch. And, you know, kind of like a little collab moment. It's like, you come on our podcast, we'll go on your podcast. Yep.
I think word switch threw me off.
Yeah, they didn't need to say that. They didn't need to say swap. Just say, like, they would like to be on your podcast. I don't know.
Hey, do you want
to
have them as a guest? And then if you want to be a guest on theirs.
Yeah.
Or you could say pod swap.
Way easier to understand.
just mad weird.
Like wife
mad
swap. Weird.
No,
like
when I found swap. Out that you guys thought we were just switching sets, I like almost peed my pants.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's hilarious.
You should have went through with it. Like you show up all ready to go. You have your whole team. All right, guys. You guys can like just wait outside for the next
record.
Couple hours.
Yeah. Hey, record here. I think my first impression when you told me that was you guys aren't the brightest.
Mm-hmm. The bright? Why?
You didn't have because that impression before that?
No. Well, no. I was a fan of you guys on Vine. And I have to say, I told Alicia this when you guys brought up this idea. I'm so excited to finally have friends in my life who get the Vine references that I say because she was never on Vine.
We still
you
quote.
Missed that whole era.
I was the filming phenomenon? Back to school videos.
To this day.
She's busy already being
successful. To this day, she's like missing a lot of moments.
I know.
I'm sorry.
So I loved you guys on Vine, but then when I heard the swap thing, I was like, oh, maybe.
It was our first pod swap.
Yeah.
So
we learn something every day, right?
Yeah.
But that was a really good episode.
It was.
That was.
And then
such
when
a
you came
episode.
On ours, that was a really good episode too. It worked.
I think one of the it's probably not my first impression, but one that stuck with me and it still does. And I hate myself.
Don't.
I tried to play it cool the rest of the episode too, but I was just, I was just like this. When we talked about who had the worst style.
I'm sorry.
No. It was really funny because like I had just got that shirt too. I was like, this is my new golf shirt. I'm gonna start dressing nicer for these episodes. Let me put a collar on. I was like, okay.
Wait, I'm sorry.
It's really funny.
It's a core memory for you though.
Yeah. And it will. It's
what shirt was it?
It was like a Hawaiian. Brown and pink and green stripe.
I thought it was nice.
I think you look amazing right now too.
Thank you.
I think you are probably the best dressed out of all of us right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean it.
But when you said I was like number one, I deserve that. I was wearing like an Ace Ventura shirt. Yeah, I got that.
It.
Yeah, I was.
You're killing it. I also had on these new shoes that
the
I just
shoe,
got.
The chunks.
They were like.
I'm sorry.
Flat leather, see-through, no sock, looked like a basket weave. I don't know what they call, like gauchos or something like that. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
I think they're called like gauchos.
No, those are pants.
Pants.
Oh,
I mean, they might be
huaraches. I don't know. I think that's what the title called them. Boy, but I thought I was eating.
My favorite was when we were doing. What dogs look like? Which dog breed?
Yes.
Like,
is that
Alicia's was fucking
the Afghan hound.
Yes.
The Afghan hound.
To a T, and there are two in my neighborhood that walk around. Like that, like the owner walks them, and I'm like every time I see them, I'm like, look.
And those Afghan hounds look just like the owner too. Like it's just always so shaggy, long hair, white hair, like old, like not like. Not with bleach, grandpa old.
My first impression was, I remember I had TK showing me, because she was so into the vlogs and everything. So she's like trying to explain to me like everyone about it, right? And she's like, this is Zane and Heath. And it literally was you guys licking a stripper pole. And I was like,
those are good times.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And what did they do?
That's their vibe. That's fine.
As soon as she saw that, she was like, pot swap.
I was like, okay. With Heath, I remember you walked in, you were like so like professional, but I definitely thought you were like a partier. Like from the episode, from my like POV, I was like, oh my God, mall, Florida, drinking, stripper pole.
Yeah.
Like I just, which maybe.
We definitely had our era.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, okay. You should have been the Zayna Heath era. Oh.
The peak.
Yeah,
we were.
It was bad though. It was bad.
Bitch, we ran this shit.
The champ. We like you guys had a YouTube channel together.
We didn't run nothing. Heath and I ran ourselves into the ground.
But Heath and I ran Saddle Ranch. Fucking ran.
What did like a weekend look for you guys at that time?
A weekend?
Yeah.
We can tell you what a Tuesday night looked like.
Oh, it was weeknight.
So it was same thing as a Saturday night. A weekend, I think we, all day we would just like smoke in the backyard.
I'd have a cigarette in my room first. And then I would work my way to the porch. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go over to their porch.
Because we'd walk outside, we'd see he's smoking outside.
Were you neighbors? Like, oh, you neighbors?
We had a guest house situation, so it was two homes with a pool in the center of it.
It was like a
compound.
I remember the pool.
It was
that's
sick.
Right, that's yeah. right.
Uh-huh.
And I think most of the time we were just sitting out there just smoking cigarettes, chit-chatting, gossiping,
yeah,
drinking. Probably
it was bad.
Yeah.
It, like looking back, it degeneracy.
We lived like trailer trash. Like imagine somebody outside of a trailer trash home. Like, sorry for the trailer people.
Sorry to my trailer community.
We just lived like we had.
Yeah.
Had no nothing to live for. We're just like, let's just drink.
And we lived like party. We shouldn't be.
Yeah. But I tell Heath every day, I'm glad we lived like that. And I'm glad we looked like that back then because we
were able to glow up.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's me.
It's the best feeling. Cause like we used to be what we were and look at other people and be like, damn.
Like it was unattainable though.
Yes. Like, and man, they have their shit together.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
And it was so hard to ever see that in us. Like, it was like, oh, even if we tried, we would never look that good.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're models.
Not like we're anything special now. But I feel like we've definitely bettered ourselves.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Heath.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You killed it. You did really, really good.
Heath and I are now not everyday drinkers. I don't know. That's crazy to say that. Like, me and you do not.
It's
abuse
weird.
substances and alcohol and just bad food anymore.
Yeah.
Me and you two, we don't do that anymore.
Who are we?
I'm very proud of you guys. Yay!
If crazy. You've made it this far, comment below a clapping emoji.
I just don't abuse substances anymore.
It's strapped on.
As we've got some red Casamigos sitting here.
I'm going to bring all my bad habits back to this show. And I'm really excited for that.
I remember this. I've never said this, but I remember with Heath first time we recorded. I was like, he has such intense eye contact.
A lot of people tell me that.
Wait,
I'm
really?
Sorry.
What?
Yes.
He eye contact? Like you?
Yeah.
He what? Like looks like through you.
No, it's just like,
you know what it, I saw a girl on TikTok talk about this. It's wall-eyed. Yeah.
What is that?
No, but wall-eyed is like.
But Heath isn't wall-eyed, I think it's a form of something like that where like some people just have, it's, I think it's like your eye looks like one color.
No. Wall-eyed.
God damn, I'm trying.
Don't be the fact checker.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, no, what is it though? What's
wall-eyed is like a horse where their eyes are on each side of their head.
Oh,
he's not wall-eyed.
I thought wall-eyed is like you're looking through a wall, like yeah, like that. You see that?
Huh?
Yeah, how are you doing that?
I don't know.
Dude, that is a crazy talent that you have.
It was from those magic eye picture books when you have to like get the 3D thing.
Yes.
And I would just sit there and do it so much, and then I was able to like separate.
Are
my
you
eyes.
On that side of TikTok? Because I am. It's
yeah,
like a
back.
Stereoscope
yeah.
or something. Is what I forget what it's called. Anyways, so in the first episode, I thought that, but then we did the high episode together, and I was like.
It was even worse.
I was like,
well, he was red and you're.
I swear.
I just, when I listen to people, I'm very like, I give my attention.
It's a good thing. I think I'm just not used to it because I was like.
I've never noticed it if it makes you feel
like
I think people notice it when they're insecure about eye contact. Damn. No, not like in a mean way.
He hey, read you, me that felt.
He ate you up with that shit.
No, okay, I'm. When people feel uncomfortable with eye contact mm-hmm. is when they notice it. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that Zane doesn't notice it because he stares, not stares.
I don't only stare.
I feel like you've got a glaze.
I stare in disgust. I'm the worst rest of Dick face.
No, but I just give like full attention.
Yeah. No.
It's a good trait.
It makes me feel like you're listening. Like, yeah. And you're processing and remembering things that I
exactly.
do mean that. Oh, that yeah. Actually, that one was a little intense. I felt that one right there.
Wait, what?
It's just like, it's there.
Are you guys, they're not.
They have okay. to be messing no, with me. There's no way it's that bad.
I'm not. No.
He's going to go home and think about this.
That was, it was just sassy.
He shouldn't be talking to me like, yeah. No,
protect yourself. Protect your, I should have took that bullet for you.
Anyways, I remember when you walked in, I was like, I don't mean this in a bad way. I was like,
just say you don't want to hear it because now knowing how I feel right now.
Why does she have to start like that?
Zane, you don't want to hear it.
No, I remember being like, wait, he's cute.
Oh, like, why is that bad?
Because I saw the stripper pool video and I was, I was like,
you heard that?
Oh,
sure. Replay that one back.
Okay, replay that back. Black and white.
Pre-Zima. They're already selling it. First episode.
Oh,
we're expecting.
Oh my,
thumbnail.
But then in reality, with Heath, I was like, oh, he's like so different than what I thought. Like, granted, I missed your party era, but I feel like you're like genuinely so nice and so respectful. And like,
oh, thank you.
It is so rare to have people clean up after themselves when they leave. Like,
I think
that
about it all the time.
I'm like, both of you, but mm-hmm. you specifically, like you are literally like clean. Thank you're you. Sweeping. And I'm like that, especially in LA, I'm like, that's not normal.
Or just like men in general, I feel like are not super polite, at least a lot of that I've come across. And you guys are very polite, very respectful people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice home, you know? If it wasn't like
what if it wasn't?
if I see trash everywhere, I might be like, oh, mine okay. just kind of adds to it. It all depends on the environment.
Under the rug.
And then in our first episode, Rem was like, oh my God, I'm the Zane to your Heath. And then I'm like, this is the mental side.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
100%.
I saw that too. I saw comments like, oh, Remy's. I was like, I don't think so.
Both of us taking our shit.
Because Alicia was over my house the other day. We were going over the first episode and she's trying to tell a story and she's like having a panic attack every 2 seconds. I was like, I'm listening. I'm like, oh, wow. I feel like I'm looking in a mirror. She's just like, wait, let me start over. I'm like, oh my God. This isn't good for me. I'm looking at somebody that's having the same.
I know you don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I was like, oh my God. But yeah, this is definitely the mental side for sure.
You're more shy than I thought. At least getting to know you.
I think I've gotten more shy over the past years.
Really?
100%. You've seen it, right?
Yeah. I think both of us have.
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way?
I think in a good way.
I would say for me, it was a bad way.
Really?
Because I'm more closed off. Like I can't like be in a social setting for a long time. I just like want to go home. I'd rather be in my house.
That's not bad around. Though.
I think it's
like
we were both like we'll call it chatterboxes, but I feel like as like we're both getting older, like I like listening to people more and like giving input when I can.
I don't know how to listen.
But you
that's why
you listen to me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do.
Like you're a good listener.
Yeah.
And then also I feel like going out, not that we don't need to make new friends or meet people, but it's kind of like we have such a routine for our lives that to start a new friendship or like a new like addition, it's like you have to put in energy and effort and we check on people, we check up on everybody, make sure, you know, to stay in contact. And it's just like I feel like there's already so much on our plate that we're kind of like we would love to meet new people and make more friends, but it's just kind of like I really don't need to right now.
And it just feels so inconvenient to trying to like make new friends right now.
It's tough.
Yeah. Even like I was talking to Todd. Todd's my roommate. He for new listeners.
For new listeners who don't know me. they're there.
I know. Okay. Todd's my roommate. We're both he came up to me. He's like, oh man, I just like this girl wants to go on a date tonight. I just like don't want to go because I'm just like I just want to stay home. It's my routine. Yeah. Like it's just so comfortable. I'm like, me too. The last thing I want to do is go on a date with somebody I don't know. Like to spend 2-3 hours on a date and sit there and just talk to
like
a random
especially
person.
Like you knowing like going into questions. It, I'm gonna have to explain who I am as a person
my favorite color, my favorite food.
Yeah, it's like a therapy session.
But okay, but I've been on dates where I explain what I do, and then I've been on dates where I don't explain what I do, and sometimes the ones where I don't, where I just make up some shit like, oh, I'm like in marketing. Like those are harder because I'm like, fuck.
Well, that's like, yeah, because yeah. You're lying.
I know.
She's just lying throughout the whole thing.
I told Cal I was in marketing for the first few weeks.
And then
so he didn't like look you up, but he 100% looked you up.
Until he came to your penthouse. He was like, bitch, you are not in marketing.
What if I'm a really good marketer?
I thought you said you were a teacher.
I'm a really good marketer.
He
or
knew
teacher.
You were a YouTuber the 5 minutes after the date. 100%.
I don't.
He
think
just
so.
Looked you
I don't
up.
Think so.
We're looking. We are looking up. We're just like girls when
he
it comes to.
He also doesn't seem like the person that would be looking somebody up.
I
though.
Don't think he cared. Yeah.
You,
I don't think.
You
he
don't
really,
think
like,
he's
thought,
looking up her Instagram at the time. No.
Thought he could. I think. I'm assuming that Instagram was the first time he was like, wait, what? Right.
I don't know. Honestly, I should ask him.
Cal, you're our first guest.
Something I should find out before
just,
the wedding.
No, no. It's just. Yeah. It's just fun.
I'll ask.
Your speeches at your wedding.
I mean, it's not that important. It's just like, just curiosity. Like, what did he think of you when he saw your page? Like,
well, didn't you make it a big deal? You're like, by the way, I have something to tell you. Like,
I'm Hannah Montana.
literally.
I think I did actually.
And he probably was like, cool.
I think I did bring the drama. I think I did.
Of course you would. I love it.
My first impressions for both of you, I didn't really know you guys at all. Until you guys, that was like the. Am deja I missing
vu?
Something?
I just had deja vu. Like,
no, sorry. Oh.
Deja vu is good.
What's it mean?
Right place at the
it
right time.
It means like it, yeah. This moment feels very familiar, like this exact spot.
We've been here for an hour.
No.
Yeah, we built the set.
Wait,
you've never heard of deja vu?
I've never understood it. People say it, and I have them explain.
I get.
I want to hear their explanation of deja vu every single time I see it because I'm just curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, yes, when I look at something like. Oh, I just don't get it. I don't get how like
it feels like I've been here another day. Like in that for a split second, it's like, whoa, I feel like I've been here before.
It makes me feel really uncomfortable though.
Oh, I love it.
Because every time I get deja vu, I'm like, I've seen this before. And then I start thinking this is what I saw before my death.
What?
And then I start really freaking myself out.
Love that.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. Cause like I'll get it when I'm driving and I'll have like... really insane deja vu where it lasts for like a minute and things keep happening that I've seen before and I felt it and I'm like, this is really weird. And then I think like, okay, this is when I go.
So you're saying it's for a whole minute. So for a minute, you're able to like predict what's happening next.
Not, like, it's not like the feeling of like, I can predict the future.
Like it feels
type
like a memory.
Thing.
You're like, oh, that one time when we were all, like, it feels like it's already happened.
Yeah.
You have the feeling. It's a really weird feeling of being like, I've done exactly this, I've seen this
like we
feeling,
were having
the everything.
Conversation.
But then I also get the feeling of in the deja vu that I've had this deja vu before. It's like, I know I've seen this, but I've also seen this in a vision type thing. That's why I start really like,
my brain have never.
I think unless you've experienced
it,
it's really hard to understand. I'm like, yeah. It is a weird thing.
It is weird.
Do you guys have a voice inside your head?
I don't understand what they mean by that.
I see. Okay.
Because I talk to myself in my head, obviously.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone? But apparently not.
Yeah. My best friend, who's not you, my other best friend, like.
Okay.
No, sorry. I just had to clarify. She like doesn't have a voice in her head. And we just realized this like very recently. Like she has no voice. She can't talk to herself in her head. Do you?
No. Yeah. I definitely talk to myself.
That I would feel like you don't have any thoughts though. Cause I don't have a voice, but I have like my thoughts. Like I can think things in my head.
Like talking, like if I'm thinking about a conversation I'm about to have, like I'm like practicing it in my head. Yeah. I'm able to talk to myself.
Is it your voice in your head or is it just like what's going on?
It's not my own voice in my head. It's more like somebody else's voice in my head.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, if I'm about to have a conversation with Heath and it's like a serious one, I'm talking to him in my head and I'm assuming he's going to say something and I'm going to work off that and go.
Oh, you're like that far ahead with the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Again, mental side over here.
Are you thinking that far ahead?
Yeah, I'll play out mostly conversations that happened in the past of things that I could have said and what they would have said back if I had said that.
Oh, my God.
Like, you kind of make a good guess of what they would say to what you say.
Yeah.
Do you ever have fights in your head?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, and
you piss yourself off to your own head.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, no. Like, I could have a fight with someone in my head, and then we make up, and then I see them in person. I'm like, I'm like, we're cool.
Don't worry, I forgive you.
Don't worry about it. We're cool.
But yeah, I make up scenarios in my head all the time.
Okay.
It's really, really weird.
I'm just shooting the shit.
That makes me feel so seen.
But I don't have an actual voice. if that makes sense.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I just
about.
Don't understand.
I don't
what
hear
they
my
mean.
Own voice. I just.
Do they just have feelings?
I think I just have feelings, like, or like not feelings, but I can like say the words in my head, but I don't hear my own voice saying.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
I think it's the same thing as what somebody that can't picture an object in their head.
Oh,
like an apple.
I've been wanting to ask other people this. Okay. When you close your eyes at night to go to bed, do you just see black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like weird. Right before you go to sleep?
I thought everybody.
I see kind of colors every night.
I see the most vibrant bursts of colors and morphing, almost like a lava lamp just going like crazy behind my eyes.
That's why you can't sleep at night.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And it's like distracting to the point where it's like hard to fall asleep because all I'm seeing is just like these.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like right now, if you close your eyes, it, like you right now, light. You can see like a lava, like everything.
And it's like morphing, but then also like static. Like it's like
so one is dark. People would say that it's like your chakras, like your heart is green, like the different colors of like your chakras and like spiritual stuff. So I forget what all the other colors are, but they would be like, oh, that means this. Or blah, 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 blah.
Okay, my spiritual king.
Oh, okay. Somebody give me a crystal.
Oh, my God.
Remember when I got a haircut and you shaved my sideburns off this morning?
Remember when it was his first ever haircut?
Remember when the other person came in front to have to, like...
This is a special occasion. I was excited. Aww. I wanted to get a haircut for the show.
He's so cute.
So we just moved, and I was like, let me try out a new barber nearby our house. I go to this place. It looks really nice.
Save some money.
No, it was 5 stars, like 100 reviews.
100?
No. Just 5 stars.
No, there was like 100 reviews. And I go, and the guy is super nice. He was friendly. We talked. It took him an hour. And he was not doing much the whole time. I'm like, damn, this is starting to take a while. And he has me turned away from the mirror the whole time.
Oh,
so
no.
I can't see him.
Like,
go.
It was a surprise. Like, oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, it was a surprise. So he's like, all right, I'm almost done. Let me just get a second opinion real quick before I show you. And I was like, second opinion? Like, you're cutting my hair.
How old is he?
He was probably like my age.
Oh, okay.
And then he calls like the boss over and he goes, hey, come, come check out my work. And the guy comes walking over and he goes, not bad.
In front of you?
I can't believe they're doing like in front of me. He could have been like, go to the bathroom real quick, call the boss over. Hey, let me know when you walk by if the guy's hair looks okay. If you would
yeah,
change it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little discreet.
Don't let me know that it's your first haircut.
Yeah.
So then he's standing there. He's like, yeah, it's not bad. And then he goes, let me see your clippers. And then the guy starts trying to fix. He goes, all right, you see what you did here? And he's like showing the line.
Bro, like you're a mannequin head. That's bro. Insane.
You're like, and, you know, I see. All
he's this. Like, okay, you see this right here? Yeah, you need to fix that. So he's going like this.
And all this was without you looking in the mirror.
I couldn't see anything. And then he goes, all right, you ready? And then he turned me around. I was like, okay. I didn't really like get a good look. I just like knew I needed to get out. I called Mariah on the way home. I was like explaining the whole situation. And she's waiting for me outside to see it. And she's like...
She's ready.
It's not that bad. And then I turned and she was like, uh-oh. I was like, what? She's like, go look in the mirror. So I ran inside. He took off my sideburns. He separated my beard from my hair. And it is bald. And I had to trim my beard down even lower when I got back to try to make it look not as noticeable. It was a full beard with just like an inch and a half gap.
Oh, so you trimmed it down.
Zane.
Oh, I thought that was him.
No, I had to go in and like keep trying to get this lower to not
just
be
camouflage.
I was like, it doesn't look that bad.
It doesn't look bad. Yeah, it really doesn't.
You could have done that shit where it was like kind of like
ombre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the ombre. Yeah.
But anyway, I tried. I really did.
How much was his haircut?
$40.
That's a good deal.
That's $10 cheaper than usually what you get out here. So
you guys with
deal.
Money is absurd.
That's a good deal.
$40 for a haircut?
I was upset. A steal.
Usually a men's haircut is between like $35 to $50.
Oh.
Out here.
Wow.
In LA.
In Florida, I was paying $8.
No. No. First time haircut should be $10.
No, but
it should be free if I'm your first customer.
True.
With a punch card. Yeah.
All right, go.
Come on. All right, let's play our game that we want to play before I get more worked up.
Yeah. Everyone give this video a like for you.
It's the most just disliked begging, video.
Just or the YouTube rewind. Okay, so since we hardly know each other, but we decided to have a business together and make a podcast together, woo! Maybe we should get to know each other.
Yes. Okay.
We kind of, Rem and I were thinking we should do like a part two of our truth or drink moment.
Yes.
Should we get?
Sorry, I got tired for a second.
Same,
I'm
baby.
Like starting to start out.
Same.
I'm sorry. Almost done.
No. I'm turning back on. I'm back. Well, we should say that you're not doing shots, and yes. I've got my drink here, so it's just you two.
I just like that you're bringing old Zane back.
So the rules of the game, I'm going to ask the question. Everyone's going to answer. If you want to answer, beautiful. If you don't, that's fine, but you do have to take a drink or a shot. Them two over there are taking shots. You and I don't do shots.
Right.
Because you I'll throw up on this couch.
And I'm also a year sober.
Oh, wait, it was Coachella, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing, seriously.
You're going to hit 12 months on this show.
I know.
We should celebrate.
We should.
By taking a shot.
By taking a shot.
12 months will be like on your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was your birthday the last time you drank?
Probably right after. It was the last. It was the last day of Coachella was my last drink.
Oh
you,
my
wait, God. You drank? You drank last year at Coachella?
Barely.
Oh, wow.
Also, fun fact, we do have twins on this show.
Yes. Same birthday.
Same birthday.
Same
Alicia
year
and
too.
We were born on the same day, same year.
But did you guys figure out what times you guys were born? Who's older?
I think it's 7 p.m. ish.
Aren't you like
California time?
Yeah. So that would be
10 p.m.
I think I was in the morning.
Okay.
You're older.
Okay.
The king
but wouldn't
right
it
there.
Be crazy it if we were like long lost twins?
Imagine.
No, switched like, at birth.
No.
Oh, not switched at birth, actually.
Same idea.
Should right. we jump into the questions?
Yes.
Or
let's
where,
do it.
Where are the questions?
You got your go-go juice? Everybody got their go-go juice?
Not
my my go-go juice is like a euphoric kava seltzer.
Ooh.
Which,
ooh.
You know, it makes me feel good.
Yes.
And it
it
works.
Loosens you up a little.
Yeah, it makes me relax.
Okay.
Make me a little chatterbox.
We got vodka and we got tequila.
Yes, sir.
Heath and I drank like three of those.
They're so nice.
It's called euphoric seltzer, but it actually makes you feel euphoric. It's insane. And it's like, it makes you feel drunk when, but you're not drunk. That's why it says drink responsibly on there.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It 21 plus.
What's in it?
It's kava and kratom. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
Could be worse than alcohol. I don't know.
We read that it's like not good to drink a lot of it. A lot of it. But
okay.
So I'm going to
say. We
sip.
Do.
I am very excited about this because you did tell us, and I'm looking at Zane in case you didn't know, that you were excited for this podcast because you wanted to. Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to open up. You wanted to share a side that the unfiltered listeners don't get to hear. You wanted to talk more about your dating life.
You can see that all in my book that I'm about to release.
Okay.
Yes.
Imagine that felt real.
But you do, right? You want to open up more? You want
I just want to sing like a canary on here, you know?
Instead of being Zane and Heath unfiltered, he wants to be pretty unfiltered.
That's exactly. Right.
We're going to peel back the layers.
Two ways, though, like, oh, they're pretty unfiltered. Or it's like,
pretty
and it's up to debate for the viewers. Right,
and we're setting the precedent now.
The president.
Yes.
Yep.
So with that being said.
Go, Rim. Hit me.
Okay. We're going to start off with a very intrusive question. What's everybody's body count? Amongst the four of us.
People looking down.
Wait.
It's like one of those.
Oh my God, Alicia!
Oh my.
Oh. Thought. I guess she's in the triple digits. I hope you're using protection.
You see that? You raise her a sip of your euphoric juice.
I like the privacy.
All right. I wouldn't have mine. Being vulnerable if my friends were, but I guess I'll take the shot too.
Pretty unfiltered. We all take a fucking shot.
First question.
Spit it out. Spit it back in. And tell us your number. We can't tease this
I don't have the number. Like I don't have like the number, but I could tell you like a gap.
Okay, tell us a gap.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear the gap.
One it's like to between 1,000.
Like it's like between 10 to like 200.
That's a big gap.
Okay, I'm kidding. All right. Yeah, I would say between 20 to 30.
Okay,
that's like that's.
I'm very. I don't. I'm not. I'm not
your
like
tender
a,
lover.
I'm not like a slut. Yeah, like I like to like. I like to
Are you a tender lover, would you say?
The tender lover.
I think chicken tender lover. Shit.
Wait, now I'm just curious. What's everybody's, well, we know, but like, what's your guys' types? Your type is Mariah. My type is Cal. That's right. Obviously.
That's good. Yeah, no, good obviously. Answer. Like
5'3" dancer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your type. That's a short man.
Okay, short king. Stand up. Stand up. Get up on that apple crate. Stand up.
I meant for you talking about Mariah.
Mariah. My absolute type. She's the best.
I like that.
Duh.
When I think of my perfect, like, person look-wise, I think of, like, Mila Kunis. I see Mila Kunis, like, wow. That's
your type.
Who I want my wife to be.
Okay, now personality. What
personality.
Like?
Funny, witty, smarter than me, not hard, most. Again, I said smart, intelligent.
Okay.
Professional.
Really, like, the complete opposite of me, just to really, like, you know, hold me down. I can't have somebody just like me, because that's just, you know, where's that going to go? You know, divorce, the kids, rehab. It could really just go, like, really bad for me. Right now, I'm sensing my wife to be just, like, just scary, you know? Not to me, but to, like, she's a hard ass. She's strict.
Okay.
Because I'm not. And you need, like, the balance.
Like, okay. You want someone to tell you what to do and, like, kind of boss you around. Okay.
Like, put you in check.
Mm.
Okay.
Put me in check. Okay. Put me in check in the bedroom, at work. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so open and vulnerable with us.
Of course.
And pretty unfiltered.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you? What's your type?
Honestly, okay, so I've only been in one serious relationship, and that was so long ago. So I'm like, I think that's the same, like, I don't know. It could change, but I've only been into brunettes. Like, I haven't really been into blondes, but I'm not opposed.
Pull your head.
Wait. I think have you seen the slingshot man?
Make it a TikTok.
Mariah, please. Blur. I just pictured it blurred.
Your face.
I felt like that. Did you see that pocket where that girl's wig just fell off her head on the couch?
That's what I meant. The slingshot ones. Have you seen those? Those are so fucking hilarious.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Continue.
Sorry.
Okay. Personality wise now.
Personality. I feel like I need someone who's more. I want.
Okay, that's very specific.
It is. I don't know, like, laugh, funny, haha.
Okay.
Laugh.
Oh, can I jump in for you?
Yeah.
You want someone who is.
I want to be baby.
Yes, but also you want someone who commands the room, because you are like you can be very introverted. So you want someone that will walk in the room and, like, be the center of attention, be like the life of the party, so that you could just, like, be there and be cute.
The opposite of you.
1,000%.
Yeah, the opposite. Yeah.
I think that's what most of us kind of want, like, the kind of the opposite of us in some way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You need the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In conclusion, my body count is 5. So, next question.
I forgot you had to answer that. You could have totally got away with it.
What? Oh, for not saying it?
I totally forgot.
I wasn't going to lie.
What did she want to do? She wanted to flex.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she has a very pure number, and she knows it. She knows
pure,
it.
Pure. Okay.
I'm a little slut.
Stop.
Question number 2. Who is your least favorite ex?
Well, okay, that's so easy. I only really have had one serious ex.
Yeah, that's not very fair for me either.
I guess they would all be least favorite if they're...
No, who's your least favorite?
Name?
Yeah, name.
Put them out there like that.
Well, that's why you have a drink
Ashley,
in your hand.
Like, the most famous.
Yeah. And nobody would know.
You could have actually just made up a fucking name. Stacey, you bitch.
Bethany.
You could have rocked everybody right now. Just call that a random fucking person and everybody be like.
Have you dated anyone else publicly other than Mariah?
Not really.
Okay. So no one.
Like before social media.
Like a little bit.
That face.
A little bit.
I don't know.
Yeah. I loved her.
Oh.
No.
No, Zane hated her.
Yeah, I did not like her.
We'll go with that one.
Should we do that's the a next good one. Question?
Well, no, you didn't answer.
I didn't answer?
Yeah.
I only had one, so I would say.
You only have one ex?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, I think you know who it is.
Yeah, I do. That's why I put the question.
No way! You fucking know. Yeah. Not
really? Who is it? No, the only thing Zane did with this ex was stay in bed all day and watch Game of Thrones.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not
true.
They'd
watch Game of Thrones until like midnight, and then they'd go out drinking, and then they'd get back. And
that's fun. Now we're getting truthful. You said I stayed in bed all day, but I did not stay in bed all day. That was maybe
I had to pick up my Postmates.
Sometimes I would get up and make myself some food.
Postmates didn't exist. The thing is that we both did social media stuff. So when we weren't doing social media stuff, we were watching Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That I forced her to watch.
You're gonna love this
every night.
Every night.
She did not. She did not like it.
But you know,
it gets good in like the fifth season.
I promise.
No, that means she really cared about you.
Yeah, no, she did. She did.
Yeah.
And it was definitely bad timing. It was just like everything was just like not the greatest. It was also my first one, so I just didn't know how to act. I didn't know what to do.
I get that.
And what? You're laughing like you heard something on the side that I did. That I, you know, she's like, really?
Oh, it went
that
well,
was
huh?
all. That was all, huh? When I remember, I can't think of anything specific, but when I do remember more, I'd love to like just kind of open it up, you know?
That, well, I think
because it's very. It was like a crazy. Like I feel like there was so much that happened in those like 8 months. That was just like wild. Yeah.
And I'm he was there
for 85% of it.
I really am.
I'd always give him my phone. I'm like, what do I say?
Wait, oh, that's
I was
you.
I was doing all the fights.
Oh yeah, he was.
That's the fights.
He was doing all the talking. That's because I cared. I genuinely didn't want to fuck it up. So I was like, you have to text because I'm gonna fuck
it up. That's really.
I'd be smoking
cute.
On the balcony. He'd come out there.
Oh yeah. I didn't whimper that much. It was just like a little.
Just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one. No. Just one little. Just like. Just what I do.
Okay, next question. Who is a guest that you guys turned down to have on your podcast? Respective podcast.
Wait, but if I drink did and we? You don't, that sucks.
Oh, we need to like, we should have, like, we should have like, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I only have one in my mind.
Say it at the same time.
I don't know. Are we unfiltered?
You guys go.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to try saying it at the same time?
You can say it because I don't know who you're thinking of.
Oh, exhibit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It just didn't make sense.
You were showing me like an X. I was like,
yeah, X exhibit.
My brain went XXXTentacion.
No, he was long gone. R.I.P. Like,
who is
exhibit?
That?
He's a rapper.
Pimp My Ride.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that was my shit.
Yeah,
you didn't want him to come on
MTV.
I know.
He had like, so when we got the thing, it was a big email about how we wanted to like promote his weed company. And we're like, I don't know if it, we want. And that's the thing. We didn't want to promote like a whole weed company on like a whole episode like right. that. We just didn't feel
well,
good
you
about
should have
that.
Done that in a high episode. Like that would make sense.
Yeah, but we
could have done that. But then like, it's like, we'll have you as a guest, but on a high episode for Patreon.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The mission for him was to promote his
brand. Of course.
Brand.
And exactly. We understand
and,
that.
Like, if it wasn't attached to having to be all about weed, sure.
As cool as it was, because we're like, oh, shit, it's exhibit. It just didn't make sense. We're like, it doesn't fit the show because it just, I don't think we would have related at all with.
That's okay.
But.
That's okay.
We heard you like fishing, so we put a fucking aquarium in the back of your truck.
Love the shit, okay. though.
Remy would love that.
Wait, I just, that made me think of someone that we've said no to. And I can publicly say this because he made it a big thing. Zach Justice.
Oh, really?
That's our friend. You denied him on
Ratatouille?
Your show?
Well, so what happened is they, him and his co-host.
Mm-hmm. Jared.
Jared.
I love Jared.
Had asked.
Sweetest.
But we were,
She's ready for the next question.
We were just like not taking a ton of guests. We were kind of cutting back on guests.
Yeah.
And so we had passed, and then Zach and Jared went on Wild Till 9, our friends podcast, Lauren and Jeremy, shout out. And Zach did take the time to call me out multiple times.
And
he did call me Ratatouille.
The Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm. He was Why really did he call upset you that? About it. Remy the Ratatouille.
Is that his name, Remy?
My name is Remy, babe.
No, but Ratatouille. Why Ratatouille?
Because
he was calling me the rat. Like, and he was upset.
Okay, the Disney Ratatouille movie. He's called Remy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he called me out. There are a lot of comments saying that we should have them on.
That's hot.
That's
hot, especially since, you know,
he's... Well, he started the public thing. Right. I wouldn't have said it had he not called me out nine times.
He started the drama. He did.
I get to, like, see him in person, but I would love to.
I haven't. He was like, nice to meet you. I'm Zach. And I was like, it was just funny.
Next question. Who was the worst guest you guys ever had on the podcast?
Ooh.
And us as well.
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah.
Remember, guys, we don't have to say we can drink, but they
do.
I know people want to.
You see, like, I don't mind saying it. It's just like the person's feelings.
Right.
You know,
I have someone,
especially with who I want to say, everyone's like perfect. They're narrowing it down. Who?
I have someone in mind, but it's not against them. Like, they were great, but their team was, don't get me wrong, I loved her.
She's iconic.
She's fucking iconic.
And she was, like, one of the nicest people we've had on our show.
She truly was so nice. And humble and down to earth. She did so many, like, photos, so many videos, so many things for everything. But we had Ashley Tisdale on, and we fucking loved her.
No.
Fucking, like, iconic, right? Sharpay fucking Evans, right? But her team ahead of time was like, don't mention any character she's ever played or Disney.
Oh, God.
She
had just gone on Not Skinny But Not Fat. And clips from that where she was talking about Sharpay blew up.
Of course, because fucking iconic.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why you...
So with us, they were like, don't mention anything. And we were like...
But we didn't know until an hour before. And so we had prepped everything. We had so many questions.
Also, our demo, like, we want to know about Sharpay. Yeah. Like, that's our demo. So it was like, I felt like we were a little more like host vibes, but it wasn't anything about her. She was so awesome. She was so nice. But I definitely felt very stressed that episode. And like afterwards walking away, I was like, oh my God, she totally thought we were so lame. She thought we were like mega fans. Like, I just remember being like so in my head and overthinking everything because
told not to bring up any characters. And so, of course, we're going to respect whatever they ask. Yeah. But we talked about her brand, which is she wanted to come promote the brand, of course. Frenchie, being Frenchie. Shout out the new fragrance. So she was talking about it for a long time. Of course, we had like so many questions, but we had prepped so many more that we weren't able to ask now. And so she was kind of like alluding to Disney stuff, but wasn't outright saying it. And then maybe like halfway through the episode, she's like, okay, we all know I'm talking about Sharpay. And then when she said it, we were like, we like asked a little bit, but it definitely we like held back a lot.
Because she knew she wasn't supposed to talk about it either.
And we were just like, fuck, like, I don't know. It was just very, when the episode went up, I remember not being that proud of it. And she was so nice.
It was just an us thing. I'm
sure she felt bad. Hopefully she felt bad. Like that hour, the fact that you guys got like an hour before heads up. Like me personally, I feel like Heath and I, if that happened to us, we would have just canceled it. We'd have been like,
I wouldn't have known what to, because I would have panicked. We would have just been like, no, cancel.
And we would have just done
you know when you
episode.
Play a game and it's like, don't say the word and you're like literally in your, that's how I was like, don't mention Disney. Don't mention, like it was really bad.
Yeah.
But it was good.
No,
was
that
good.
Sucked. But a good thing you guys pushed through. Was it at least an okay episode?
It was good. Like any fan watching would be like, oh my God, no, it was a fine episode. But in our head, we were like, oh my God, we just had such expectations for it. And then it wasn't that and then it was just like all over the place
and people were expecting to see
her to talk about Sharpay.
Also, I'm like a mega fan. Like, I followed every project after
as
Disney. Like, oh, really? Didn't miss an episode of Hellcats. Like, I loved it and I couldn't say anything.
Damn.
So we answered that.
That was good. Very vulnerable. Good job. Thank you
for being open and honest.
Yes, yeah,
of course.
Speaking your truth.
Our least favorite guest.
I already said Exhibit.
No, that's who we turned down.
I was hoping these girls would forget.
And I did.
I'm going to drink to that because I'm not going to say it. It's not nice.
I think I know who yours is.
Wait.
And not because they're not a good person. It just wasn't a good episode.
Was it when the person was like sitting in a chair watching you guys the whole time?
There was a lot of pressure in the room.
Yeah.
Look at us how unfiltered
like
we're being.
Like real friends.
Look at how honest.
Wow. Look at being open.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Am I right though?
Yeah, it made it very difficult.
Okay. What's the weirdest, craziest rumor you've heard about yourself?
Oh.
I'll go first. This isn't like, and nothing against it. But when I first, when my vlogs really started getting traction, I was like, oh my God, I'm like a YouTuber. You know what I mean? I was living with Ashley. We were in Orange County because we lived there for 3 years. And all the comments were like, are they partners?
That's funny.
And they were like, and I was like, no. So then after that, for the longest time, I would be like, my sister Ashley, my sister. I still to this day, I'm like, my sister Ashley.
Well, you guys look nothing alike.
We look nothing alike. Yeah. And then there would be comments like, hey, like, aren't they partners? And there'd be threads, I'm not even kidding, of people being like, no, I like, they moved in together and blah, blah. And I was like, no, no, no. Like, my sister Ashley.
My favorite is the people that will comment below and be like, yeah, she said in a vlog that they are dating. And then everybody's like, oh, I must have missed it. Can you tell me what? And then
what they'll
start.
Stamp it?
Then they start spreading that. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so probably I'm in a relationship with Ashley Nicole, aka my sister.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's almost gone.
We're doing good.
Okay.
And I don't think Zane's drank a lot
of it. Well, I also don't think we're kind of playing this right. Like, no, we're just having a conversation.
We're making our own rules.
Like, whoever is playing, who's playing right now?
We're setting the president.
I have to say we're kind of spilling a lot also, which I think people will like. Oh, okay, last and final question.
Here we go.
What's a sex toy that always delivers?
I'll answer, I don't know.
Have you never used a sex toy ever?
No.
Never?
I have. I have not liked the two that I've used.
Two. Okay.
Two. Todd had like a brand deal and his deal.
don't put him on blast.
No, he did. It was a brand deal. He posted this publicly and he gifted to me as a video. I was like, mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you very much.
It played
like,
it off cool on camera.
It looked like a boom box and it was.
What did it do?
It technically boomed.
I feel like girls' toys are much better for them than guys' toys are for them.
Yeah, yeah, I could.
Because I've seen those things.
The girl ones.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I get it. I get it for the girls, but like I feel like the guy. I think they were just trying to hit another market for the guys, and the guys think.
Yo, but the guys' ones look wild though. It'll be like a whole egg.
Have you seen the eggs? The squishy eggs. Situation.
Why egg? Why would it be an egg?
I think you like put it on the.
It's a flashlight.
But there's like a squishy egg version as well. It's like a little, and it kind of like it's like silicone. It's squishy.
The egg? No, I've never seen.
I've seen the
machines where it's like the.
Oh yes, no, yes.
All over TikTok. Yes. All over TikTok.
Wait, why are you seeing it on TikTok?
It's like just like in the. And, the things that they play on Instagram ads is insane. I don't know how you can like promote that like on ads.
I'm like, what's your ads bringing you?
But aren't your ads like, I was just going to say.
It's geared to you.
Position to
they're
what
targeted.
You like. They are very targeted. Yeah. So what was the question?
What is a sex toy that always delivers?
Oh, no. I mean, I just...
Did it
my hands have always been the best.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. When he's good around his meat.
My hands have always been the best.
All right, let's end it there.
No, okay. Alicia didn't answer.
I'm like
the triple purple dinosaur 3000.
I go the magic wand.
Oh,
bibbity bobbity boom.
I've gifted Alicia quite a few throughout the years.
One of my favorite best friend memories was when we were just driving after like dinner somewhere, and you're like, we're here. And I go, what? And I look, we're at the pleasure chest. And I was like,
I think everyone should get one.
No, everyone needs.
She's
to
trying
go
to get the Adam and Eve sponsorship so no, bad.
No,
she knows they sponsor podcasts.
I would say the one that Mia promotes, whatever one that one is.
Mia, Black Rabbit.
Mia Goth. Oh, Mia Khalifa.
No, our friend Mia Sayoko.
I'm tired.
I know. Well, that wraps up the questions.
Wow.
I do feel like I learned a lot about you guys, mm-hmm. and I appreciate your vulnerability.
My favorite thing about this podcast is like we know each other. We know each other,
yeah,
but we don't really know each other.
Exactly.
So I'm excited moving forward.
Yep.
To learn a lot of things.
Oh, we're gonna be unwrapping a lot of things.
We're gonna be unfiltered. There's gonna be things maybe I don't want to know, and there's gonna be things maybe I do want to know.
It's gonna bring up a lot of new conversations. That
exactly.
I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're gonna have to tune in next week.
on our page.
I'm just trying to get them hooked.
Pretty Basic is still Pretty Basic. Zayn and Heath Unfiltered.
You got it. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Zayn and Heath Unfiltered is still Zayn and Heath Unfiltered.
Ain't going anywhere, baby.
So there's no cancellations of any podcast. Mm-hmm. There's just an addition. It's like a Disney crossover moment.
Spinoff. Yeah. We're
yeah.
This was so much fun.
It was.
Are you done, Dan?
It
we're
was.
Not going to say bye?
I'm really happy we did this, and we hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording this. So,
as much as many memory cards we ran through.
Yeah. And many more.
You guys can check out these episodes every Thursday.
That's
every
right.
Thursday, every week on YouTube and audio.
We're Pandora. Posting.
Spotify,
forget it.
Podcast. The podcast platforms, all that, and we're posting both audio and video the same day on Thursday every single week.
We need like a sign off.
P you,
P you, that episode stunk. All right, bye guys. We love you.
Bye.
That was good. Wow. That was good. Amazing.
You feel good about it?
Yeah,
this bitch is drunk, by the way.
Yeah, no, I got her slurring.